Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What's Your Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. This episode was recorded through an Instagram Live. Apologies for the sound. Now let's get to the show.
Did we do it?
Yes, I think we did.
We did it! Yay! How are you? It's so nice to meet you!
So nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm so good. And first of all, I have to, like, I was going through your whole IG page. It is beautiful. I'm going to need you to help me make it, like, all the pink and the pretty. So after we do this podcast, you're going to give me your secrets. So good to be here.
Oh, so happy to have you here. So welcome to the Retro Next podcast / IGTV Live. It's going to be live on the podcast in a few weeks. So how are you doing, Krista?
I'm as crazy as a rom-com. I had a gynecologist appointment today. Dog got out. Crazy life. It snowed. We woke up this morning. I'm in Denver. And it snowed, so it's all beautiful, but it makes our dogs crazy. And we just adopted two rescue dogs. We've always had, like, little dogs. And then I saw this rescue dog on this, like, a site near us in Boulder, Colorado. And I told him, I'm like, honey, that's our dog. That's our – and my husband's like, no, that's not our dog. But then he's like, yes, that's our dog. And then 3 months later, I'm like, our dog needs a friend. And I said, I promise it'll be a smaller dog because Huckleberry is about 60 pounds. And we thought we adopted, what did they think she was? A Collie Springer, something like, you know, like move around or whatever. No, we got her DNA back. She's Great Dane, Great Pyrenees. She weighs 90 pounds. She is a my husband, like the couch is now his bed because she's just like, anyway. And I even thanked her. I even thanked the dog, and now I feel like I should take it back, Laura, because
yeah.
I even thanked her in the back of the Sebastian Garrity, and that is before I knew she was so naughty. So anyway, that is how I am doing.
So maybe in future naughtiness, she may not have a book dedicated to her for her naughtiness. I mean,
there will be, you know, like how in the paper they do a retraction in the next book? There will be like... This book is not dedicated to Rosie, the Great Dane, Great Charity.
Oh my god. I love it. I love the pets. I love, like, just having that pet family just kind of, like, keeps you busy and keeps you engaged and keeps you on your toes and gives you love, so.
I mean, I wouldn't trade them for the world, but I want to kill them half the time. So, I mean, if you ever want, like, 100-pound diva, she just like sits there and then she'll just bark, and sometimes she won't even get up. I mean, I'll go to the front, but sometimes she'll just put her paws on the bed and she'll make us like lift her back half onto the bed. I mean, she's got us trained just like Phoebe has Sebastian trained. There we go. Slide in.
There we go. Okay, so let's start with Sebastian Garrity. I read it this past weekend. So good. So love the hot dogs. That's one thing I miss about New York is the dirty water hot dogs, but I love all the hot dog mentions. And I'm like, the Costco dog hot dog is by far the best.
This is the alternate cover that I made as a joke. I'm terrible. My best author friend is Essie Rose, and she knows how terrible I am with, like, design and computers. I'm calling her half the, like, before this Instagram live, I'm like, are you sure I know how to do this? So anyways, I made this funny cover as a joke, and then my readers loved it because they know Phoebe and they know the hot dogs. And so I was like, you know what, we're putting it out.
We're putting it out.
Laura, you only live once. You gotta have one hot dog cover. in your life.
Yeah. Sure. Yes. Yes. It's just like, it's genius. I was like, oh my gosh. It made me crave a hot dog. And I was like, do I really want my hot dog? Like, do I want to go to like Costco and get a hot dog? Like,
right?
What can I do? Where can I get this hot dog fix?
That hot dog is still $1.50 at Costco. If like you're dying.
It's inflation-proof hot dog.
Right? You can't go wrong. I mean, that hot dog, I don't know. They're great. I don't know what they do to them all day, but they're good.
I don't know, but they're good. All right, so let's be on the hot dog talk. Let's talk about the dispensing guarantee. What is the elevator pitch?
So the elevator pitch is probably a question. What's a little seduction training between friends? So you've got nerdy Phoebe, and she asks her best friend, who happens to be like the hottest guy on the internet, she wants him to turn her into a man eater. She's kind of done. She's a little nerdy. She's kind of a girl after my own heart, a little nerdy, a little awkward, a computer genius, like a genius in her field. But when it comes to guys, not so great. So she's just done. She wants to be that man eater that love him and leave him. And like all friends to lovers, it doesn't quite go that.
Yes, it's like the perfect best friends to lovers. And like, there's a reason why he hasn't talked to her in 6 months. And you're just trying to figure out why. And it just breaks your heart. And like the whole, like the way he went over that 6 month break was like, you know, he went down the deep end and he's like, no, I just need to come back and, you know, come together on this tech conference, you know. And I'm going to help you. So thinking about this tech stuff, because there's each one of them has its professions and like tech world. And like, what was the source of inspiration? Like even Phoebe's like Munch Matchmaker was like a genius. I was like, I wish that app that existed.
I know. I know. I'm like, somebody needs to read this. You know, what's funny is so this book comes from my Nanny Love Match world. So I've got like, the nanny books right here. It'll be like a lesson. It'll be like when I teach at school. So Phoebe, this is where the nanny book started, with the nanny and the nerd. And this had a very tech heavy theme to it. And she was the little girl. And my teenage son actually helps me with the twists in all of these books, because they need to have a good tech twist to them. And like I said before, I'm not super tech savvy, but I can sure take that information and weave it into a story. So that's sort of where that came from. I also love food trucks. I love food, period. I love food truck. I mean, I'm a foodie. I'm in Denver and we are just really blessed. Well, you're in Florida. I mean, you guys have great stuff, especially I went to college in Miami. So like Cuban food, I mean, so anyways, I just sort of wanted to marry the things that I loved about these nanny books, and now the kids are older. So that's where a lot of those pieces. And then in the nanny and the hothead, let's see if we can turn you a little bit. That is all about a grilled cheese food truck. You can see the theme with my books, right? Look, like, don't read Krista Sandor on an empty stomach. Make sure you got some snacks. Little wine, whatever you do, but so that is what all went into the Sebastian Guarantee, was taking these little, like, you know, kind of like Easter eggs, little things that I hid in these books to put in there. But I was talking to Becky, and I don't think you need to read my nanny books to enjoy the Sebastian Guarantee.
No, it's perfect. It's my first perfect introduction to your series, to your world. And then it made me go back to Sebastian's parents and to look back at Fee's parents and then the other characters' parents, like each one of them. I want to take that yoga class, the punching yoga that they have. I'm like, I want that yoga class too. I'm like, you're giving me everything that I like. And I'm like, why does it exist in my real world?
Lord, do you know what else is this book? This is where Punchy Yoga. This is free. This is the book bub today. This is free on Amazon.
The Nanny and the Beefcake.
Yes.
Love it.
So if you're like, I don't know about that girl Krista, but I will sure read a free book.
Just get it.
Beefcake, and they're all in KU too. So, but yeah. Oh yeah, that Punchy Yoga. I mean, it's it. these books are really fun. This is my first time going into the next gen. I just, mm-hmm. I love this series. I've been writing these books, I think this is my second or third year, I can't remember. But I sort of had an epiphany with wanting to bring, and this is where like, so you know, you're like, you had me really think about books that I wanted to talk to your listeners and readers about. And the ones that I were the beautiful books by Christina Lauren, and they're all, this is kind of very different. Beautiful Christina Lauren, Pamela Clare with her I Team, that's like a romantic suspense, and then Kate Canterbury with her Walsh Family. I don't know if you're familiar with all these, but I was sitting in the gynecologist's office today thinking, why, when you asked me, you know, why when that came to mind, and it's found families. It's,
yeah.
It's found families, and that is exactly what these book, the nanny books are. I mean, they're just, you know, you can choose this family, you can surround yourself with these people that you love and support you, and that's exactly, I think, the thing that I love. And it doesn't even really matter the trope, you know, found families, you can, because this is, Christina and Lauren are pretty steamy, right? Mm-hmm. And then Pamela Clare, it's, they're all steamy, but that's really heavy on the romantic suspense. And then Canterbury's Walsh books, they're steamy too, but they're all, and even though that's a family, they bring people into it and it's still a found family. Mm-hmm. So that's my jam. Like, give me like a kind of a ragtag group and bring them together.
Yes, I love like just like a found family. Like, I love the idea of like, because in some ways, like, yeah, your biological family is one thing,
right?
And then as you grow older, you start, you know, gathering different people in different places. You know, for me, like, I have a community of like people in my life that are like a go to in like different places, and it's like, it's kind of like nice to know like you're not alone, you
right?
Know?
Right, yeah. That's the whole, I think that's your people, right? Like, we're all looking for our people. And I love, and I truly think your people can be characters. Because these, and you know what else? These three authors and these three series were, so back in 2015, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I was really, well, I'm doing fine. But that first year, I was not doing okay. And my friend sent me, and I used to be sort of like an Oprah book club reader, kind of like the Kristen Hand. I still love those books. Yeah. Now, you know, now I'm fully invested in romance, but she sent me Katie Evans' book, Man Whore, and which is so good. But when you're like an Oprah book club reader and your friend, and you've just been diagnosed with like a disease that has no cure, and your friend is like, you need to read a book called Man Whore. I was like, are you out of your mind? She's totally right. I ate up that series. And that's when I knew I needed to live in romance. And so these three authors, Pamela, Kate, and then Christina, Lauren, I read those books during the time where I was getting all these MRIs, like all these doctor's appointments. And I would think about these characters, you know, driving there in the MRI. Just, it was sort of like my escape. And I mean, to this day, I think about these characters like I think about friends. I think about where they are. I mean, it's just, it's something I like to hold in my heart, which not, I mean, but I, people in romance get that, you know, that's something, because I've met so many people, and I put it out there about the MS, and I've had so, that's the even better part, is how many people contact me, I have MS, or I'm getting this or that, and just the, I don't know, you're feeling like you're not alone, having these books keep you company. So
they keep you company. I think it's like, I read for mental health, like I have like strong anxiety and PTSD, and so for me, reading has been like such a comfort thing to do. Like, I listen to books to go to sleep. Like, I was telling my psychiatrist this morning, I was like, what do you do? I'm like, well, I need to go back to sleep, so I just listen to an audiobook and like just like have a story like read me, and it has to be romance, and it needs to, right now it needs to be like no trigger warnings, it needs to be fluff and like rom-coms and easy,
right?
Like, not like, I know everyone's gonna be happy in the end, like nothing crazy, And that helps me fall asleep. Like, that's healthy, you know. It's like, it helps me kind of like have a better mental health, you know, day.
No, I get it. I have a reader and she calls my books whenever she needs some cotton candy. She's like, well, I've been reading some dark stuff, Krista. You got anything for me? I'm like, oh, you, I sure do.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I had someone else, I think it was like, I talked to a listener and she mentioned like books. I like mentioned a couple books and I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Because these are like books that I'm like, I can read. Like, they're not too dark. They're not too crazy.
Right.
Like, you know, there's a season for that. But right now I need like really, like, I need like fun rom-coms, contemporary romances.
Yeah.
They're fun escape with like nice heroes, you know?
Right. No, I'm the same way, because I mean, there are times when I'm like, oh, I'll take your mafia daddy.
Yeah.
right. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, but,
yeah. you're going to kill someone. You're going to be like, touch your eyes out and you'll die. Yeah. It's fine.
I'm good with that. But it's like you said, like there's a season, and that is what I love. That's why, you know, someone asked me like, oh, what do you usually read? I read I have been reading more when I've been really, really right. Like these nanny books. Laura, do I have I can measure it. Like, I mean, these are long books. Like I like literally had to go to the doctor for like a UTI after I wrote this one. I think I was sitting so long. I'd get medicated. Anyways, but like, I totally lost it. Anyways, I'm saying we can read what we want. Like lately I've been reading a lot of like, thriller. Tana French, mm-hmm. You know her?
Yes.
I don't, for some reason, I feel like she balances my light sexy with really dark and awful. And that's working for me.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. I love it. I think it's like sometimes there's a season for like dark thrillers, so plotty twists thrillers. I just say that, like popcorn books. So you can just consume, and you can't stop reading. And it's so like, it helps you kind of like distract your brain.
Yes.
You know, so much is about distracting your brain. Like your brain's totally one thing. You're like, okay, I need to distract you from thinking that thing.
Yes.
So I'm going to do something else completely.
No, it's so true. It's so true. And like with somebody who also has anxiety, I mean, it truly is that escape. And sometimes it's just that nice shift, right? Like you just need to get like you get in that rut, you just need that little it's amazing how a book can do that. And it's amazing how I have to tell you, Pamela Clare, so I get this book Man Whore and I love it and I read the whole series, and this is 2015, so I mean people are online like, but mm-hmm. I did not know there was this community until I just decided to Google Pamela Clare, and she's a Colorado author and probably one of the nicest, most generous human beings on planet. And that's how I got sucked in. And I'm so lucky that she was my entry, because she is so gracious with her fans. She loves her readers. She gives them, I mean, you feel like you're a part of her family. And that was such a good introduction and such a good way to model myself after, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a lot, you can choose to treat people a lot of different ways. And I'm happy I learned from the Pamela Clare school of kindness and candor, and yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I love this. And yeah, I started reading romance in 2016. So I remember those days where it was like really early, like it's, the community was there, but it was like very early. Like it's not as fully formed community as it is now.
Right.
Where with the Facebook groups, and like there were author Facebook groups where they were like not like the other Facebook groups where like people talk about each other.
Right.
Or like having podcasts to hear about it, or having like, you know, like book talk did not exist.
Right.
You know?
I know. It's so funny. It's funny to think that, like, I always think of myself as like Krista, the reader, and then Krista, the huge romance author fan, and then Krista, the author. And it's so interesting how, like, just, you really don't know. I did not know. I did not know. I did not know what was going on in romance. And maybe that's good. I think for me, honestly, at the time when I was reading those books, I needed those books to be all mine, right? No drama, no whatever. I needed those worlds and those friends. And, you know, I remember I was this is years ago, but in like Kate Canterbury's group, and she was saying something about where you could like recycle a car seat, because I had little kids at the time. And I'm like, oh, that sounds great. And then she wrote back, I'm like, oh, you know. But then, I mean, I should put a caveat that I met her at an author convention. I think it was in 2019. And I was just as nerdy and like, no, you know.
Yeah.
She's also very gracious and kind. She's super nice. But her, you know, when books get you through something, you really, truly connect to who wrote that book. You truly do. For the rest of my life, I will remember those days, those hard days, and how these books made them easier. It's just, I think people, I don't think you have to have MS or something terrible. I think books can come at the right time. And I think they do come to you at the right time.
Yep, they do.
Don't you think?
They do. And sometimes you might put a book down one point because it's just not clicking.
Yeah.
And then you may come back to it months later. This is something I do often.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh my gosh, this is a 5-star read. Like, why did I stop reading this? It's like, it's just because it's the right time for the right place, the right moment in the universe for me to experience the story. And I'm hearing the right message I need to hear.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I really do. I had the nicest lady always writes me. She reads Man Feast. It's one of my like billionaire Bergen brothers. And she's just like, it's just the book when my world has gone to crap. And I read Man Feast. And I think that's the best part of this whole thing. I don't think I realized. I mean, I thought, oh, I'm going to start. Because I truly just started. I told my husband, I think I can write one book. And then now I think we're on like 21 or something. And it's full. It's like a full. It's like the real deal. I have the whole basement. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing how you don't know. It might be your worst day. Like today might be your worst day. But in a year, it might be the day where everything changed for you. I mean, truly, it's so strange because I just remember, because I got the news in the worst way possible. I was like the last MRI of the day, and they kept doing all these scans, and I knew something was wrong. And they're like, well, the doctor wants to talk to you. Never had a, and I remember him saying, and it wasn't even my doctor, it was whoever was like looking at the scans. He said, have you heard of multiple sclerosis? And I remember just standing, you know, like, but here I am with friends and a community and books, and you know, we all have stuff we have to carry with us. I have MS. It makes me tired sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm blessed. I mean, you got to figure out how you're going to look at your situation.
Yeah. I think in some ways it's like, you know, I was talking to someone today and I was like, there's a moment you break down and you feel like your world is falling apart and there's like no way to get out of bottom, and it's a never ending bottom.
Right.
And then lo and behold, the next day something else happens and something else happens. And that's where we take one day at a time.
Yes.
As opposed to like a future at a time.
Right.
You know? And like miracles happen, and not the miracles that I'm gonna get fixed or I'm gonna do this, but miracles happen in a sense that I'm shifting a perspective.
Yes.
You know. And like that's how I look at miracles. It's a shift in perspective. It's not like something else, you know, magic. It's like you change your perspective and something, you know, how you look at the world might be very different. And maybe your worst day can become your best day.
It can. Love that. I believe that is miraculous. I mean, to change, you know what I mean? Just to see yourself as the heroine of this, right? Like to cast yourself and believe, you know, and you make those choices and you just try to be nice to everybody and do good, right? Like write some naughty books. So.
Yeah, honestly, there's nothing wrong with writing some naughty books, you know, and enjoying them. You know, my life is much better because of romance. Like, my life is like a much better place than it was, you know, 10 years ago. And I think it's a big part of it, this romance journey, like what it has led me, what it's took me, what I'm doing,
I mean,
what I'm seeing in the future.
You're connecting people with books. Like, you.
Yeah.
You could be that person who's like, read Manhor, and they're like, but they trust you, but they trust
yeah.
you, and they see that you're established and that you care. That's the whole thing. My friend that gave me that book loves me, cares about me, and knew that I had the kind of brain that would spin and perseverate mm-hmm. and that. And that's what yeah. you do for, I mean, that's truly what you do for people, is you show them, like, you can spend your time happy with this book that made me happy. It's huge what you do, honestly.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the follow-up of the Sebastian Guarantee, because we had another book coming up. So let's start plugging in it.
Okay.
And talk, you know?
Okay. I know, we could get deep. We're like getting very deep.
Yeah, we're getting very deep. And it's totally fine. I'm totally all for it. But I also wanted you to sell books. So I'm pre-orders.
Super cute. What do we have? Friends to Lovers. Steam is
No, one. No. The next book. The next book in the series.
Oh, after this one?
Yeah. I saw it on Amazon. So there's the next book in the series.
I've been planning it. It's called The Oscar Escape. So yeah. this book, it's going to be, so in the nanny books, there were four kids. So two of them are in the Sebastian Guarantee. And then in June, The Oscar Escape with the last two will come out. So yes. Sorry. Got to remind. I have kind of a Swiss cheese brain sometimes. Yes. So, I mean, the books are coming. They're super fun. They're, you know, it's a decent sized book you get there. So
it is a decent size. It's a good introduction. So then you go back to the nanny world, and then you go back to the other worlds, and you just have like a full escape.
Yeah.
So you have enough time. So I think the Sebastian Guarantee, even though it's a spinoff series from the Nanny Matchmaker, it's still a pretty good introduction to it. And it gives you a little taste of the parents, and then you go back to the parent story and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to know more about this.
I think it might be really fun to read them that way, to be honest.
Yeah.
To like, and then you'll see how they were as kids. You'll be like, of course he was like that as a kid.
Yeah.
Laura, all the nanny books are coming out in audio the 12th of December.
Oh my God.
So if you're an audio lover, it's over 50, I think it's 60 some hours of audio. My narrator hates me, but they're done.
Oh my gosh. You made my day, because now I can like keep me company.
I know. I'll connect with you. I'll have to send you codes.
That will be, I'll help me read to sleep. Like, this is like my, like,
I'll put you to sleep every night. Like,
it is so good. Oh, so good. But I am so excited. I'm so excited we connected.
Yes.
We will have to do this again more times, you know? So this was so much fun. So, Krista, tell us where you can find you online and where can you buy the books.
Okay, I am in Kindle Unlimited. You can find me on Amazon, and you can always go to my website, www.kristasandor.com. Send me a message. I always write back, and it's an honor being here.
Thank you, Krista, for doing this.
You got it.
All right. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro FM for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WHATTOREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.